Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, it's Tuesday.
Oh, that's my
girl. We got three. Yeah, there she is. Can't get enough Rihanna. I'm
trying to make it. He's going to get it done.
Yeah.
Nicole's voice just rang through my apartment. 1 minute, and I went, oh, look at that.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot the 2 minutes.
It was the volume knob the whole freaking time.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy we figured it out.
Yeah.
I am, it too. Was,
yeah, sure. You want to be able to know that you'll hear the call.
That's yeah. Well, it's, especially it's when you're sitting right there, like yeah. right here. Like, mm-hmm. hello.
Yeah. It's true.
So, anyway, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hope you have a great May the 4th. Mm-hmm.
What happens today?
Well,
besides, you know, people dress like Star Wars characters.
Do they? And where do they go?
I told you.
To the mall?
Mrs. McCutcheon's going to work today dressed as one of the Star Wars characters.
Fun. Oh, that's
fun. And her whole class
is
expected to dress up as well.
Well, so for kids, it's clearly a thing. For the rest of us, there's this new Star Wars show that's premiering today. Because of course they're premiering it on May of the 4th.
Right.
All right, hold on. Let me do the sponsor. I'm sure there is one. Trash is brought to you by Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you, everyone. Use the 4th. Get her done. So tonight on TV, the series premiere of Star Wars The Bad Batch on Disney Plus. It is animated. I watched the trailer this morning. I sent it to my kids and my husband. I'm like, oh my God, we can watch this together. This is great. Let's watch it tonight.
No, Mom.
Why not? You guys love Star Wars. Are you one of my kids right now? You playing the role of one of my kids?
Yeah, I was just thinking because you choose bad movies.
No, they haven't watched anything Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll watch. Although we did fall off The Mandalorian, of all things.
Right.
They're just like, meh. I don't know. It's corny. It's still a little cheesy. Anyway, Star Wars, The Bad Batch on Disney+. It's a spinoff of The Clone Wars, and it's about a badass squad of defective clones. Like, these guys have too much initiative. And it looks great. In fact, did you put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
I have not yet, but I can.
Yeah, let's do that. It's a couple minutes, and it's, you know, if you're looking for something to watch with the fam.
I'll do it now.
Write it, and I'll do it now. So that's what you get for May the 4th. There's also a couple season finales. Young Rock at 8 o'clock tonight on NBC. I didn't even realize the whole season of that had gone by. And then the series finale.
Yeah, I guess people like it. It's still there.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you know what? He's going to run for president, he's saying. Anyway, Young Rock, first season finale, 8 o'clock on NBC. Netflix, the series finale of Selena, the series. Is that what I think it is? Is that like about Selena?
Was the one that we were talking about. So this is part two.
Oh,
so it was two different parts. So the first part was like her early life, how her career started and everything with her family. The second part is when she was like at her peak and then she died.
How long is this whole thing? What, is this one an hour? Or?
Yeah.
Feels like 2 months ago that
yeah,
first one
I forgot
came
how
out.
Many episodes were in the first
so it's,
part.
Okay. So it's a couple seasons. So this
no, it's just two parts. It's just two parts.
Are you referring to a couple, like a so there's couple like, episodes?
Yeah, there's
yeah.
A few
so it's basically season one, season two, and yeah, and there's just a couple episodes in each one.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, the series finale. which might be, I guess it's not just one thing, it's several.
Yeah, several episodes.
It's called Selena, the series, and it's on Netflix tonight.
Did you've watched it, Nicole?
No, I haven't watched
it. Oh, I haven't watched it either. I think I saw an episode because Selena's just as hot as it gets at my house. But I think the movie's great. So, I mean, if you're looking to see her story and you don't know it, because I certainly didn't, the movie's really good, and J-Lo's pretty good in it, too. So.
Yeah, watching it and really thinking about it, the TV series gives more depth on, like, behind the scenes and the drama in between the family members, whereas, like, the movie was just straight, this is what happened, and this is how she died. So, it's a good song.
You want to sing this one?
Yeah, sing it.
Oh, God.
Do it.
This is really sad, but yeah, I will. Hold on. You are thinking of me, too. And then she dies.
Jesus!
What do you mean, then she dies? What?
Because she does die. At
she
the
does
end.
Die.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, dies. This is when they cue up the song right at the hospital scene when all of her family members are crying because she died. This is when the song comes on in the movie.
Well, this song is about love.
Well, and the movie is about death.
Death.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, there's a setup in the movie where she's getting everything she's worked really hard for. She's got her guy, she's got money coming in, her career is taking off. There's a pivotal scene in the movie where her and her boyfriend or husband. I guess, they're talking about getting a farm in Vermont. Not really Vermont, but they're getting a farm.
I was going to say, oh my God, I have to watch this.
And then she goes, and you know, have some kids too. And he's like, and then, you know, he picks her up and walks her into the house to deliver the goods. And so you're starting to see this, like, this moment is, it's all happening for this young lady. She's getting everything she's
that
worked
sucks.
Hard for.
I hate
And then
story.
Somebody shoots her.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Mm-hmm. Awful.
What the actual F? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry if I ruined the song for you, Bryn.
I know.
Sing it to us. Sing it, but put some soul into it. Like, feel heartfelt crying, like a tear trickling slowly down your face. Go.
Me or Bryn?
You.
Oh, I don't know if I could cry, but I'll sing it.
I'd rather be here in my room, dreaming about you and me.
And then, yeah.
I felt that. I could feel that. It rattled my bones.
Nice job, Nikki.
Thanks.
I like how she closes her eyes.
Yeah, no, you got it.
You got to get into it, especially with this sad song. Like, she died. So.
It's just such a form of human happiness. Mm-hmm. You know, even though someone died, you sing the song, you feel like a little bit better.
Yeah.
Ah, sad. Anyway, the series finale of that is tonight on Netflix. Selena. This is sad. I don't know why, but I feel like if you've made it to 25 years of marriage, like, don't break up. What are you doing? 27 years, Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought the same thing.
What's, like, you know, you've made it.
You make it to your 60s as a couple, you'd think that, and she's not. I think she's a little younger than
56,
60.
56, I think.
But still, you do. I absolutely thought the exact same thing.
It's
which
probably
is
wrong of me. You know, it's, well, I guess people can do whatever they want.
You don't know what's going on. And maybe it's been, you know, going downhill for a long time. And it's one of those things where you finally sort of snap out of it and go, we don't even talk anymore.
Right.
Like, we don't talk at all about anything ever.
We can't really put a price on happiness. You know, you need to be happy. And so if you're not, go ahead, make a change. No matter how, I'm sure it's hard. I'm sure it's very difficult. They have three children. They've got a 25-year-old daughter, a 21-year-old son, and another 18-year-old daughter. So their kids are, the fact that the one kid is 18 made me think,
they're waiting.
Wait until the kid turned 18.
That's, you know what? You know how many people do that?
A lot.
And I do think that, I hate to say it, but I do think in some cases you've done the right thing. I would never say that you should stay in a bad relationship, but I do think that if things are good enough keeping the family unit together while they're young is a good thing.
Sure.
I hate to say it.
Gives them a solid place. However, I would also say if things aren't in a good place, and I mean, you are modeling what a couple looks like. Mm-hmm. You just are. And
Agreed.
So you don't want them to think, oh, couples just bicker all the time, or couples, God forbid, hit each other. Certainly people have stayed in long relationships where actual abuse is happening. But if you can get along and you both are on the same page with it, like, look, we're going to stay, we're going to model good couple behavior, be respectful and kind to each other, sleep in separate bedrooms, and the kids grow up and then we do our own thing. They've got all the money in the world.
Right.
So, in fact, there was something about the arrangement. She does not have a prenup. Bills worth about like $140 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The divorce petition says they've come to a separation agreement. She will not be needing spousal support.
Right, because she's going to get more than her share of
Yeah, there's plenty of money to go around there. And it's not like, it comes back to, it sounds like they had a respectful arrangement. And I'm totally speculating. I have no idea. Maybe he's cheating on her left and right. What the hell do I know?
Wow. He looks like a player.
Well, listen, anyone with a B.
He doesn't look like a player, but neither did Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Look, anybody with a B in front of their net worth is automatically a player. There's always going to be someone who's willing to bone down.
Right.
27 years of marriage, Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce. They issued a statement saying, "We no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives." They're going to continue to work together at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has done a lot of great work. They're part of the whole pledge to give away half. The charity was founded in the year 2000. It's worth over $40 billion, which is crazy because they give it away. And it just goes to show you, you know, you got $1 billion. Next thing you know, you have five. It helps people all over the world to lead healthy and productive lives. They got married in Hawaii, January 1st, 1994. He's 65. She's 56.
94.
Yeah, I know.
Coco was just born.
When were you born? What year?
94.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
God, I've been married longer than you've been alive. That is incredible. Jesus. You could
Sorry
be my
about
kid.
It.
You could be my kid.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd love to have a kid like you. I'd be very proud. You're
a
great girl. Nothing against you guys. Nothing against the other kids that live here. Anyway, very sad, but it's happening and it's none of our business, but we'll continue to talk about it. Don't worry. Some things refuse to just keep they just keep coming at us. We stopped asking for them years ago. Adam Sandler films. I haven't asked for one of those in a while. Now that's what I call music CDs, 80s and 90s show reboots. I don't need them, but there they are, more of them. Updates on Taylor Swift's Cats. I mean, they have their own Instagram. And Law & Order spinoffs. And that's where the story begins. NBC has yet another Law & Order show in the pipeline. This time the hook is that rather than the prosecution, this one focuses on the defense. It's even called Law & Order for the Defense. The guy who created Law & Order, Dick Wolf.
No, just...
What?
Nothing, sorry.
Okay. Dick Wolf says, "We spent the last 30 years on shows that played offense. Now it'll be great to play defense." I don't have a cast or a timeline or any of that crap, but it's going to be called Law & Order for the Defense. After the original Law & Order, the others have included Criminal Intent, Special Victims Unit, Trial by Jury, Law & Order LA, True Crime, Hate Crimes, and Organized Crime. And now we got For the Defense. Will you watch it, Vinny? You're the big fan.
I would definitely give it a chance. I think the original Law & Order is some of the best TV I have ever watched, and I feel like I've seen every episode. It was on so long that it's basically unrecognizable cast-wise by the time you get to the later episodes.
Right.
They've had so many detectives and DAs roll through there. So... but yeah, I think he does really great work. And while I'm not into SVU because, you know, it's...
The special victims are disturbing.
Yeah, and they're alive. So they're there tortured and bummed and you have to... Anyway.
I'm into SVU.
I would give it a chance. Yeah, I really like his work. I hate to say it because he's a guy who... I mean, what must Dick Wolf be worth? A billion?
Can we look up Dick Arctic Wolf's Worth. So, Nikki, did I just hear you say you like SVU?
Yeah. I used to watch it. Probably I shouldn't in middle school all the time. My sister's
not. Oh, boy, that's tough. Did it give you tips on how to not get in those situations?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, but
like $500 million.
Oh,
only $500 million. Oh, geez.
Only half a billion. Wow.
But like Vinny's saying, I kind of fell off because it's new cast members, new detectives, and DAs. So
Show runs long enough. Yeah. It has to happen.
With SVU, though, you can jump in any episode and you don't have to watch the prior episodes necessarily to catch what's going on.
Right.
But now that they're kind of mixing the spinoff shows together, like with crossovers, then you kind of have to pay attention. So I dropped off a while ago.
I just always assumed that they would, that each episode would be a standalone.
Some of them are, and some of them.
That's usually the case.
Yeah. But once Olivia Benson became captain, that's when I kind of.
Olivia's
off.
Captain now?
Yeah.
Good for
Craig
her.
Craig left. Yeah.
She got promoted then.
So.
How long is the original. Is there just a Law and Order that still makes new episodes?
No.
No.
Just a plain one, no.
No.
So the plain one, it's in the can, and that one's getting further away.
I think it's
that.
Just SVU and I don't know about Criminal Intent anymore.
Criminal
what about
Intent
Hate Crimes
stopped.
And all
I,
the other
I loved Criminal Intent,
oh, you did?
Too.
I couldn't get into that one.
I really liked that actor, and I thought he's one of those guys who shows up on a scene and it's that quiet moment, this, almost that ASM feeling you get,
yeah.
Like when you watch CSI. They show him taking it in, and you're like watching him almost mesmerized as you see what this you know great detective's view of this crime scene and how he's going to solve it. And it's I really get like,
whoa. Who's the actor? Do you remember his name?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh, there we go.
And he ended up, I don't know what went down. You could probably look it up, but they ended up having trouble with him.
Oh.
And I don't know if he's someone who is like,
so he wasn't
has
on
issues
it the whole time.
Or just got too big for his britches, or I don't know what it could
that
be,
happens.
But they ended up being like, we can't make the show anymore. He's not reliable.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, you know, I swear to God, I don't think I've ever watched a single episode of any of these.
Me neither.
It's Benson and Stabler. Those two detectives, that's where it's at.
Benson and Stabler?
Yeah.
The original SVU.
Yeah.
The original SVU?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the best, you say that's the best out of all of them.
Yeah. Those two detectives, and I think that's why I like that show, it's just their relationship.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It is about the regulars, really, if you don't like them. That's why I liked, I like CSI, the original ones, but CSI Miami, I was like, that guy, come on, get out of here.
Isn't that LL Cool J, or is he LA?
No, he's LA. LA. That was David Caruso.
Oh.
Good God. By the way, and I probably shouldn't open this up, but there is an absolutely great montage on with David Caruso's opening lines from every CSI Miami, where he whips off the sunglasses and delivers some cheesy ass line into the camera before it goes, rah! You know, the Who kicks in. And it's like 11 minutes long. And every now and then I watch it because it's just so funny. Anyway, there'll be a new Law & Order show, thank God. And it's called, what's it called again? For the Defense, Law & Order for the Defense. But I don't have much more information than that. And I'm completely out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, among other things, I've got the best states for working moms.
Oh, all right.
The bad news is you're probably going to have to move. But the good news is we're on the list somewhere.
Oh, well, if they list all the states, that makes us.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.